Hello, Christian leaders. My name is Abigail Elfrey, and thank you for joining me for this quick navigation video of your first course and how to set up your student profile. So let's head right over to my computer screen. As you can see here, I'm on the All Courses page, which can be found between Profile and Programs here on the top navigation bar. So before we get into the first course that you'll likely be taking, I want to mention a few other courses that might be of interest to you. So the first one of those is in the tab Getting Started Courses, and it's Min 100, our Connections or Ministry Basics course. This course focuses on the seven connections, one of those being marriage. Another course that might be useful for you is right here under Bible and Theology Studies, and that is the Christian Basics course. This focuses on the question, what is Christianity, and really gets at those core and fundamentals of Christianity. So as we scroll down and go under Ministry Studies, right here in Min 210, we have Pastoral Care. This is an awesome course that teaches you how to pastor to people, how to care for people, especially in that aspect of marriage and with your spouse. And then there's one more as we scroll down here, Min 260, Marriage Ministry. This is all about marriage and Christianity, how those two things relate, and this also touches on the topics of pre-marriage and marriage counseling. So I highly recommend that you take a look at those if they may interest you. So then, to find the first course that you'll likely be taking, we'll head here under Ministry Skills Courses and head right into the Wedding Officiant Skills course. So as you click on it, this is what it will bring you to. This is a course overview here right at the top. On the left, you have your grades that you can click into to track your course progress. To actually enroll yourself in the course, you'll click this blue Enroll Me button right here. And once you do that, it will give you your 6-month window you have to complete the course. So right here, you'll have the overview, the grading scale, all that good stuff. And as you scroll down, you'll see here, this is where the resources start. So this purple one here is a video. Click into there. So as you can see at the top here, you have a few options for your video quality. Once you click into those, you also have the opportunity to download the video if your internet is not stable, which can be a really helpful option for many. Then down here, you'll see you have these navigation arrows, so you can just click forward to the next resource, and that's how you'll navigate through the class. So let's head back to the course overview. As you can see, these resources with the red check mark right here, those are your quizzes. So let's take a look at what a quiz will look like for you. This will be the quiz overview. It'll show you how many attempts you get, your time limit, and then to start the quiz, you'll click the Attempt Quiz Now button, and then Start Attempt once you're prepared to begin. So as you complete those quizzes, these check mark boxes right here will get ticked off, and that's how you'll be able to track your progress. So let's head over now to your student profile. To access your profile, you can click this button here between Home and Courses, or you can click your avatar dropdown and head to Profile. So your student profile is not required upon your sign-up, but we strongly encourage you to fill it out as you continue. The staff would love to know more about you. So to edit your profile, you'll click this blue button right here, Edit Profile. Your email address should auto-populate from your sign-up, but you'll have some other options here, you know, your time zone, your city, things like that. And then the description. This is where we encourage you to put your biography, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, your testimony, maybe what brings you here to CLI, your interest in becoming an officiant, things like that. Then you can also update your user picture here just by dragging and dropping a photograph of you. And then another important option down here is your privacy, if you'd like your profile to be public or private, whatever you're more comfortable with. And then once you've made the changes, you can click Update Profile, and it should auto-populate right here. You'll also see, you know, your course details, which courses you're enrolled in, and some other options here for you. And as always, if you have any questions or concerns, you can head to our help page right here, which answers frequently asked questions. Or if your question is not answered there, you can click the support button down here and someone will help you. So thank you again for joining me on this video, and God bless you in your journey.